You want to talk about some pedals?
Yeah, let's do that pedal thing. Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I was waiting for the that pedal thing intro music. Yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll do that right after our sponsor.
Yeah.
Also, if you're looking to sponsor the show, let us know. We'll send you the form.
We should put a link to that on our website.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Right next to our business cards.
Yeah.
So, yeah, why don't you go first? Because I don't know. That seems like a thing.
Okay. I am going to talk about the pyramids from Earthquaker Devices. I got this lovely thing in the mail from you. And, okay, right out of the box, it is purple.
Yes,
and
it is.
Teal, I would say, that color is of the printing.
Yes, that seems good. Yep, teal.
We've got 8 knobs, a three-way toggle switch, and 2 stomp switches, and 2 LEDs. This is a flange machine. So one thing I'm learning, I thought I needed to go on a phaser journey.
You're going on a flange jersey.
The flanges that I've played in this during this time when I've been wanting to find my perfect phaser, the flange pedals have gotten a little bit closer to what I want sound-wise.
Right.
So I may be have started in the wrong territory, but I am I'm learning. I'm growing as a person. And no, so
all it took was one knock to the head.
Yep. I'm still going to spend some more time with this because, like I said, there's 8 knobs.
There's a million knobs on it, yeah, for sure.
There's like 8 modes, and then each mode has a slow, normal, and fast speed. I'm still not quite sure what the modify knob does, just because sometimes I feel like it's doing something, and other times I feel like it's not, so I'm just not hearing it.
I think it depends on the type of flange that you have.
Yeah.
Going.
And then I was reading about it, and one of these modes is like the barber pole flange that's like through 0, you know, so it just sounds like it's always climbing. And so I want to play with that some more. So far, the classic mode has been like where I hang out the most. But I want to try that through 0. I want to try and figure out, because one of the stomps is, it says tap/trigger. So I want to kind of dial in how that works.
That part is super cool. So like, let's say you want your flange to go a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
But your song pattern is like in a different time. Then you can like hit that and it restarts the flange.
Oh, awesome.
So like you can kind of like, so you have this like, say you have this like weird swelling kind of flange that's like not lining up with like your song, but you like how it sounds and you want that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can reset it like each time. So you don't have to, it's pretty cool. It's really
fantastic.
Genius. Yeah. I was playing with that a bunch before I sent it over to you, and I was like, this is probably my favorite part.
It was
really cool.
Cause it, I really like it in the slow rate.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah. That's, but that's kind of what you're looking for was in a phaser. You were looking for that slow, like
almost background type of deal.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm, it's going to be a while before this one comes back to you.
They're not banging down my door yet, so
okay.
I'll let you know when they do.
All right.
It's
also got a million jacks to plug into. No, it's a stereo in, stereo out, and then it's got an expression jack. So
yeah, yep.
I need to order a TRS cable so I can actually play with expression stuff.
Yes, I need to get an expression pedal so I can play with expression stuff.
But
definitely.
Yeah, I like it. It's super cool. And apparently I need to go on a flanger journey.
Yeah. I think you do.
So watch out, world.
Here it comes. Look out.
What do you got?
I'm going to do the Fudgerocious Cattail, which is a rat.
Yeah.
That's a fun pedal. It's a high gain. Well, it goes low gain to high gain distortion, which, like the older style rats, like the originals do, their low gain is, I really enjoy the low gain, on rats. And yeah, it's just really chimey and all kinds of goodness. But it also goes high gain. They basically, like, this model can get almost fuzzy, like in a way.
Okay.
And it definitely is a good rat for sure. I really enjoyed it. But also, like, the cool thing about Fuzzerocious, what he does is, like, so you can pick, obviously you can pick like hand painted and that kind of stuff, which is cool because his kids paint them or his wife paints them,
yeah,
which is super rad. But then, like, you know, like you can pick like different mods that he does, which is pretty cool. Momentary switches, kill switch mods, like all different kind of stuff.
The Octave John was the most recent one.
Yes, it is. And I'm looking at the site now and I didn't see that on there as a mod, but I'm sure if you wanted that, you just contact him. He'll take care of that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he'll do it for that pedal, but I know he'll probably take care of you. So basically you got four knobs. And you have like three kind of standard ones, which are like your volume, tone, and your drive. And then you have two more. And I'm gonna tell you, sometimes I don't know what they're doing, but I know I love messing with them, and they sound awesome. But it works with like the clipping, like how they clip. And then there's like a clipping switch as well.
Okay.
So super, super fun. Mine's an older one. I have a rat tail, but the only difference is the graphic. So, but yeah, I think it's a great rat for the money. His stuff is very reasonable. This one with basically it has clipping options, four or five knobs, and then your on off switch, and it's only $160. So it's very reasonable.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yep. So I highly recommend that. I think it's a fun rat for sure.
Nice. I've been very rat curious as of late, so I just want stuff to play with stuff. Dang it. I keep saying, I'm curious about this. I'm on this journey. It's just I want to play with things.
yes. We're children. We just want to play with stuff.
Yeah.